If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Phil, and I'm not exploiting drunk people or crazy people. I'm making America a better place. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
The reprehensible Dr. Phil is retired. Big freaking deal. But, did you know he was making $38 million a year off just his TV show where he exploited substance abusers and crazy people and acted like he was trying to help them? He was not better than Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer at least like pretty much admitted what he was doing. He'd walk around with that smile on his face after he made a couple of midgets fight a stripper or whatever. And Dr. Phil acted like he was making the world a better place. And
yeah, I would agree.
I find that offensive. But so not only was Phil making $38 million a year from just his show, he's making somewhere between $60 and $90 million total with endorsements and books and speaking engagements. Because so many of you morons, I assume you're not actually a moron if you're listening to this, but so many morons who think, yeah, it's Dr. Phil's company. We need to go listen to him on how to help our kid. God dang it. There's people out there that actually want to help your kid. He wants to have your kid be so crazy or deranged that he puts him on his show to make more money. That's what Dr. Phil wants to do.
Yep.
Anyway.
let's listen to Dr. Phil counseling somebody. Enough of your slanders.
So this is when he had on, remember actress Lindsay Lohan, child actress, grown up. She was a
troubled
mess.
Hottie.
Turns out her mom's a mess too. And her mom was clearly drunk on Dr. Phil, but Dr. Phil wasn't there to help her. He was there to exploit her. And here's a little bit of the highlights from that interview.
I just really want to give you a chance to tell your story and set the record straight so people know who you really are. Let's talk
are
about...
Are we to camera now or rolling? I'm sorry. Okay. Can we cut this? Oh, God. Continue. Is this, like, rolling? Do we have, like... All right. Can we stop for a minute? I don't want to be on camera. But, yeah, I think you just have to know when to get out. Talk about that.
Do you?
It's good. God, it's so quiet in here. Can I go home now? Oh, God.
You do whatever you want to do.
That was not nice.
I know that because you're
just
using...
being honest.
No, you're not.
Like, honestly, yeah.
No, you're not.
No, I don't know how to do that.
You started out by saying...
But I'm certainly being scrutinized by you people. I mean, media. No, I know what you're saying, but you know what I'm saying.
I don't know at all what you're saying.
I'll sit closer. So we're friends. Nice shoes. Like them, by the way. Am I the toughest guest around?
No.
Can we pound that? Oh, no. Okay.
You have come on here and been phony and inauthentic.
Well, then.
With these deflections and dodges, and that doesn't help.
I like
people. You interrupted me for about the thousandth time.
Oh, shush. Oh, my God. You're like in your little tie, your little shoes, like, you know, it's like.
I'm in my little tie and my little shoes? What the hell does that mean?
Do the math. You can, it's on video. You'll go back to that.
Do the math.
Wow.
Do the math. But so I think the reason I wanted to play that is just because I'm thinking most of you don't ever watch daytime television. And so that guy made $38 million a year. You got Judge Judy, who was making like $50 million a year. Ellen was making gazillions of dollars a year with slightly different fare, but not much higher level in terms of importance. And just
I agree with that. Yeah.
But so what does that say about the daytime TV crowd? I mean, the joke used to be way back in the day, it's housewives or whatever, which is really insulting to housewives. My mom was a housewife. I don't think she needed to see drunk weirdos
fighting strippers.
But that whole housewife thing, that doesn't even really exist to that level. Well, who's it for? Why is there such a giant captive audience, even bigger? Seth Meyers and Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno, they get all so much attention. They're dwarfed by the audiences for these afternoon TV shows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Judge Judy, famously the most highly paid personality probably in TV history. I can't remember how many tens of millions she made every single year for years and years and years. There are just a tremendous number of people like, you know, housewives, yes, but old folks, the unemployed, the unemployable, the indigent.
I can see the unemployable watching that stuff, but the old. This is what you work your whole life for? So you can retire someday and watch freaking Dr. Phil?
Some people.
No.
Be like, wake up and smell the mothballs. It's true.
Be like when I was at Christmas with my whole family and my mom got a call from their neighbor who invited them over for cheese and crackers. And she said, I'm actually, you know, at an event with my family, but I will be back next week or whatever. And my brother said, is this what I have to look forward to? I'm going to work my whole life. So some guy will call up and say, do you want to come over for cheese and crackers?
Pretty much, yeah.
That'd be better than Dr. Phil, though. I mean, he's at least human interaction of some sort. And those people are buying enough Tide and McDonald's and whatever else is being advertised for all of the highest paid people in all of television?
Yeah, and ordering stuff direct off TV, dial 1-800 buff your feet. 1-800 buff your feet for the new foot buffer. Yeah, sure. All that stuff.
1-800 buff your feet.
Well, that's how you remember
the number.
Why
are we doing what we're doing then? Why are we talking about, you know, legislation or war in Ukraine or whatever? What do people want to hear in the middle of the afternoon on the radio?
I would be great at one of those judge shows. I've said that many times. I'd be delighted. And I'd claim I was a judge somewhere. Nobody's going to check.
No, nobody cares.
If it's entertaining. Nobody cares, George Santos, please.
No, it doesn't matter that you're actually a judge. Wow.
Johnny says Jimmy didn't pay his half of the rent, so Johnny threw his dog into traffic. Jimmy denies it. Welcome to Judge Joe's court. There actually is a Judge Joe, but it's not me.
Did you throw his dog into traffic? I did not do it again.
I don't remember. I may have. I don't know.
Right. There's different ways this could turn out. This
two
case.
Complete dipshits have some minor dispute. Watch as I yell at them. Welcome to Judge Joe.
Now, here's a different show where we talk to a middle-aged drunk lady for some reason.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to change it up.
So, the most amazing part to me is that is the valuable audience in television. What role did
that's
they,
the gold mine. Mm-hmm.
What role did they play in the presidential election? What percentage of the votes were those people, I wonder? I'm hoping they don't vote much, but I'll bet they do.
I'm guessing their turnout isn't fantastic.
Okay, good.
If they haven't turned out to do something between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., they're probably not turning out to vote either.
That's a good point.
If you haven't turned out of your own home or probably your pajamas that you slept in, and you're going to just go ahead and watch whatever's on regular freaking television, still watching the big networks, you don't have Netflix and you're watching some super cool artsy series or something like that. No, you're watching Dr. Effing Phil and Ellen DeGeneres and a couple of judge shows.
Hey, pipe down. Wendy Williams is coming on.
Here I mean, that's goes. Actually a decent point I just made accidentally. Back when this started, this lucrative Dr. Phil-ish sort of thing, Jerry Springer, there wasn't anything else on. You know, you had the cable packages with TNT and reruns of this and that and everything like that. But now, God dang it, if you got a TV, if you got Disney or HBO Max or Netflix, there's a lot of really great TV. Don't watch Dr. Phil.
Kelly Ripa makes
Kelly
Ripa makes $22 million a year, according to this website. And why would they lie? There you go. You're in the wrong line of work.
Wow.
Whatever line of work you're in. I mean, you might be a major league shortstop. You're in the wrong line of work.
Right, no kidding.
You know as well as I do that you will be drunk tonight.
Yup.
Well, I guess that's it.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.